are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
He was so nice to me, and it's very hard finding guys who are just nice. I think the problem though is like with me. It just always ends up not working out in my favor. Like, I meet a great guy, but like I'm not ready for him. Or I meet a guy that I think is great and he don't want me at a fucking all. So it's always like that. I don't know.
I think that's the weird part about dating now in general. It's just kinda like people generally are just like not good people. They're users. They take advantage of you. They're mean spirited and all this other shit. Then when you find a guy who's just like really kind, you're just kinda like, oh, but then all that ABC shit come in between you, and then you just be like you said, maybe you're not ready for me, bitch. Maybe you can't handle all the shit that I bring. More than likely, I can't handle none of the shit you bring either, but still.
I'm realizing, too, like, a lot of guys are just, like, not, I won't say a lot of guys, but just from life. Mm-hmm. Men will manipulate you because they think they can, and they think that you're too stupid to not realize that you're being manipulated. Because I'm thinking of gaslight, but being manipulated.
Manipulated, okay, bitch? Manipulated. That is what it is, though. Because literally, okay, so I was in a situation. I'll get right into it real quick with y'all. I was in a situation. I'm not going to go into details because I've told a lot of details about the situation on here, so y'all be able to put pieces of the puzzle together. Anyway, so I was hanging with a guy recently, currently, whatever you want to say about it, and like somebody tried to gaslight him into being like, oh, you're using me, like saying that he's using me. And I was just like, I'm an adult. I am a full-fledged adult. There is no way anybody can use me without my knowledge, because in order for them to use me, I would have to be giving them something, you know. So you can't use something that I'm willingly giving out, you know? It's just like, if I can see if the person, like the person never asks me for anything. The person never, like the person gives me more than I give them, honestly. And so it just kind of be like, people like to gaslight you and manipulate the situation into something that it's not. And so I hate people. People are, everybody's damaged.
The thing too about that word gaslight is like, I know it's like, especially now, because once everybody found out what gaslight means, like five years ago, everybody just started overusing it.
Beat it to death.
There's somebody that I know right now that has been gaslighting the shit out of me, and it's like,
why?
By definition, that's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But they think they're getting away with it, which is even crazier to me, because it's like, you think I'm dumb? And I find myself oftentimes like trying to prove to guys that I'm not that I'm not dumb.
Yes. It's like, oh my god.
The main thing now is just like, okay, now I'm realizing that's coming up again. Now I'm just gonna go silent, go dark, ghost you, whatever. Because I'm not gonna do. I'm too old to be getting played with like this. So let me explain. Because I think you was about to ask like, how am I being gaslit? Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's gaslit or gaslighted. Because I really don't know. It's one of the.
It's gassy around here.
Cause you know how some, it's gassy. Some words, some.
It's not me.
Me with this coffee right now. You know how some words don't have like, it don't sound right, the past tense. Like, yeah. Sometimes you can say hanged, and hanged means something different than hung. Yeah. So I don't know if it's gaslight or gaslit, but okay.
It's gassy.
For instance, I told this boy, I was like, I feel like you're doing XYZ, right? He was like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm just telling you that's what it's giving. Mm-hmm. Right? And so he's just telling me, oh, it's like in your head, blah, 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 blah. Yesterday we had a, not yesterday. Well, yesterday we didn't really have a discussion, but he ended up, okay, let me just say what it is so I can fully explain what's going on. I told this man, I was like, well, I didn't text you or nothing because I just feel like you're not that interested in you. He was like, you in your head about it. Fast forward. And I told you about this. And mm-hmm. I also told him, niggas I talk to who like me text me every day and they don't make a problem about it.
100%.
So then he ended up telling me that he was talking to somebody else. I was like, why would you tell me that? Because in my mind, if I like somebody,
I'm not telling him
I like somebody else.
Ever.
And so that's why I was like, boom, he was gaslighting me that whole time. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying is accurate, instead of just being like, yeah, I mean, it's just not really, and you just being like, no, it's all in your head. But I bet you the nigga that you talking to, you talk to every day.
Right. Which
is the whole point that I was trying to make to him. Like, if you like somebody, you're not going to...
You put attention. You put that energy. You take time. Like, yeah.
And we talked about that on this podcast. Like, do you need to talk to somebody you're talking to every day? If you like them, yeah, you do.
100%. 100%. That's the only time. And I also feel like people use that scapegoat of, oh, we're not serious. Or we're not together, so I don't need to talk to you every day. But I feel like it's so important to lay that foundation on the onset of, like, how to communicate. Like, I feel like each day is different. Nobody has the same day twice, you know? Like, you got bad shit happen, but if the bad shit keep happening, I don't think that ever really happens. Like, I don't think you have the same bad shit keep happening every day. And so I just feel like if you want something, if you're into something, if you want to invest in something, you have to lay that foundation. You have to reach out. You have to actually be there. You actually have to be present. And I feel like people use the scapegoat of we're not together as a reason to, like, not lay a foundation. And so, like, but it's also like a safety blanket. Like, you can always fall back. Like it's always like a little escape route right there. And I don't want that. I want pure intentions. I want pure energy. I want genuine emotions. And I feel like if you can't communicate that, if you can't be honest with that, we probably shouldn't talk anyway. And I feel like you said, like, when you're gaslighting somebody, you're thinking that they're stupid. There are tons of stupid people out there, but the boys next door aren't one of them, okay? And so I'm always just like, I'm always hip to game. I was talking to DDT, right? Like, this isn't the one that I was talking about from the earlier in this episode. I was talking to DDT, and he kept asking me for stuff. And I was just like, it doesn't make sense. So I'm sad right now. If y'all don't know, my dad died this week. But I'm sad right now. And so I have, like, you know, like, laser-pointed vision. Like, bitch, I'm ready to run through some shit like the Tomb Raider right now over the littlest shit. And so I kept letting him ask me for shit, And the reason he was asking me for shit, he was like, oh, I need money to get to work. And I would be like, well, I don't give niggas money. That's not what I do. Especially if I'm not, like, involved with you like that. And he's like, oh, okay, it's okay. So today he asked me again, and he's like, oh, is it anywhere I can get, like, $15? I've never given this man money. Because the listen out here, cul-de-sac, if you give Trey money once, they gonna always want money. Don't ever give them niggas money unless they giving you money back, okay? And sometimes they do. They will do that. But just don't do it. And so, like, he asked me today, and I was like, oh, what do you... He's like, oh, I need money to get to work. I said, where do you work at? He slipped up, and he said the same place I work at. And I was like, oh, so you asked to borrow money Monday, and you said you will pay it back Friday, right? And today is Friday, and you still don't have any money. So how are you paying me back? And he's like, oh, my check didn't hit yet. I'm like, that's a lie, because I know when our check hits, and I know how it works. He's like, oh, I got an internet bank. Well, if that's the case, you would have that money already. Cause I have Chase. Okay, I have Chase. The worst. I get if I'm supposed to get a check on Monday, I won't see that check till next Sunday. Okay, so I don't like I just don't understand him trying to keep gaslighting me. And I was like, send me your app. I want to see the app. Show me your app of your schedule for today, since you need money to get to work today. He's like, oh man, I gotta go real quick. My daughter crying. Oh, okay, I thought so. Bitch, stop trying to play with me. Stop playing with me. I'm so tired of niggas playing with me. Like, the next nigga that play with me, I swear on my life, I'm going to shave your face off and wear like a party mask. I swear to God, I am so over these niggas. Party City's gonna go out of business the way I'm about to make that mask out of your face, bitch. Cause I'm gonna be selling them bitches. And it's just like, I just don't, like, I'm just not here for it. Like, we're not stupid. Stop thinking people are stupid. Be intentional with your actions. Be intentional with your communication. Or leave people the fuck alone. Cause there are people that genuinely like people. There are people that genuinely like you. There are people that are genuinely interested in you. And you're making them look at you totally different when you don't necessarily have to. You know how much more respect you will get if you're just honest and be like, I'm just not that into you. And that's why I always try to push that. Just tell somebody you're not into them. It's so fucking simple. Stop wasting bitches' times. There's other dicks out here to suck.
Not even that, because, like, I mean, sure, that'd be fine for you to just be like, I'm not that into you. That's fine. But, like, you don't even have to say that. I can tell from your actions. But when I come to you and tell you, like, hey, I feel like you being this way, because at this point, I'm being adult and I'm trying to clear the air, because normally I would just go ghost as well. Like, uh-huh. I just won't speak about it and stuff. So I was just like, okay, well, I just feel like this. If you know that what I'm saying is true, don't tell me it's not.
Simple.
That's my whole thing. Like, you don't even have to say, oh, I'm not that interested. You just, like, you could not respond to my text. You could, and then I'll get the hint, because I'm not fucking stupid, which is the whole point.
But I think even, like, ignoring someone's text is disrespectful. Like, if you know someone likes you, if you know and you say you like them back, or if you're trying to get to know them, I feel like the least common courtesy you can do is just be like, hey. Like you've done. Like, you shared on the podcast. You were just like, is this not working? And that's just a respectful thing to do. Like, ghosting someone I feel like that you say you have feelings for, or just separating yourself from somebody that you say you're interested in, it shows a lack of care, and it shows a lack of genuineness that you should be investing in someone that you say you like, you know? Like, I'm very rough around the edges. I'm very, like, hardcore. Like, I'm very tough. And so it's just kind of like, if I'm soft on you and I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, I feel like the least you can do is return my kindness, because there's so many other people that wish that they were given the chance and opportunity to, not saying that I'm so great and so mighty, but there are other suitors out there who are actually interested, and I'm investing time into you and you're not respecting my time that I'm putting forward. So I don't know. I wish I had like a superpower that was like different than the one I have.
What's your current superpower?
Well, depending on how you look at it, I have the throat of the goat, or I have, like, I consider myself like rogue. If I touch you, I will drain your energy. Like, and when I say drain your energy, like I've, like,
is that DC?
That is, yes, it is. X-Men, okay. Is DC. Yeah, X-Men. Oh my god, yeah, X-Men is DC.
I've actually never seen X-Men.
So. You need to watch the movies. I feel like you will be so into them. Like, if you just sit through the movies, so
for sure,
so good. Like,
I like those.
I love a good X-Men movie. But my superpower is, like, let's say, like, I'm really intuitive. Like, I have really good intuition. I have really good sense of when it comes to, like, energy in general. And so, like, if I touch you or I hug you, I feel like I consume what you're feeling. I consume, and maybe that's just me being an empath, whatever. But it's just kind of like I consume your energy, and I can feel that. Like, if you're mad, I can feel it. Even if you're not saying nothing, even if you're trying to pretend like you're normal, I feel that. And so sometimes when I hug people or I touch people, like, I can feel their energy, and I can feel the shift in energy. And I also believe in energy transfer. I believe, like, sometimes, like, if you're having a bad day and you're around somebody that's, like, happy and they're joyful, and sometimes they give you a hug or they touch you or they talk to you, that's an energy transfer. So that's like my superpower. I can transfer whatever energy I'm feeling onto you. But I like to keep that in a space where it's positive and happy. So, like, sometimes that's where the intuition comes in at, because my natural aura is very just happy. I'm naturally happy. I'm naturally just very giddy, very just like, I'm happy to be here. I'm that bitch that's just happy to be here, okay? And so I get around other people, and I can sense that their energy's off. And I just try to, you know, touch them in a way that matters.
Well, welcome to the podcast, everybody. This is
the X-Men Next Door.
I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
Follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. And subscribe to us on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod. And the thing I was gonna say is not ready, so I'll just save it for next time. And then what else do we got? Oh, if you have questions, mm-hmm. you need advice, mm-hmm. you want to confess something, you got a dick pic,
want to show us those feet,
send it to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com.
do it.
You can follow me at Blackberry, and I think I'm going to start using my TikTok. So y'all go back to that TikTok, Blackberry Thick as Fuck.
Here we go. Round 10. Two C's. Bitches, though, they just don't know when to lay down. They just keep popping back up, bitch. Jesus is jealous, bitch, the way you keep coming back around.
Well, where can the girls follow you?
At Ken Lush on Instagram. I was, I'll post something.
What kind of episode you want to have today?
I don't know. We got whatever type you want. I'm down for whatever. And then Twitter _ Ken Lush. What type of episode you want to have? You want to have a naughty episode? You want to have a good episode? Because it can literally, we can literally start with how's your week been, and we can literally go from there.
Well, let's do that. Uh-huh. How tell the people how your week has been. I'm gonna pre-light my blunt.
Okay, I'm gonna light my blunt first. I'm just gonna go there. I don't like. Okay, full transparency. I have nothing planned for this episode, y'all. My dad died on not even a week ago. My dad just died. And so I just haven't had like the mental capacity to really just deal with any. Like, I just haven't been thinking. Like, you know, you start going through the motions of shit. And you're just like, you know what you normally do, so you just keep normally doing that. And like, you're like, you're not thinking about it. It's like mindless fucking interactions. And that's what I feel like I've been having all week. Like, I'm just been crying and happy some days. Happy, not even some days. I have like maybe like 3 happy hours. And after that is hello darkness, my old friend. And it's like certain shit keep reminding me of him. And certain shit, like, it just, I don't know. It's been one of those weeks. But I feel like, I don't even know how to put it into words. It's different. It's a different feeling. A way different feeling. I got attacked by somebody's girlfriend. Over nothing. That's weird. And then just so y'all know, they knew my dad died and still tried to confront me about a nigga that I'm not fucking with. Do you know how many fucking niggas I actually fuck with that I would actually, like, if their girlfriend attacked me, I would actually understand? This is the first fucking time I've got attacked by someone's girlfriend, and I'm just confused. I didn't even suck the nigga's dick. I didn't even touch the nigga like that. And the bitch is attacking me, knowing I'm attacking me. And then, y'all, she had the nerve to come to where I work at, right? She works there, too. She had the nerve to come to where I was at. And I, like, told her, I was like, just so you know, like, my dad died. I'm not really focused on this shit right now. And she tried to push out fake tears. Like, she was like, you know, like, when somebody, oh, my God. She was like, oh. And I'm like, I'm looking at her, and I'm like, bitch, you're lying. You're a liar. You're not crying because of that. You're crying because your boyfriend's mad at you because you did too much fucking bullshit, and he's not picking your side. And so she tried to, once again, being gaslit into thinking it's something that it's not. I'm so tired of people trying to gaslight me. And just so y'all know, I did curse her the fuck out. I cursed her out so bad at work. I thought I was about to get fired. That's how bad I cursed her out. I cursed her out so bad, she literally had to take, like, 3 steps back. Because y'all ain't never seen me mad. Y'all see me, like, happy, joyful, and all this other shit. But I'm a hellstorm. Like, when I start raining down on you, bitch, you better run for cover. And I told her, I warned her. I said, this is a 6. Next time we have this, it's going to be worse. It's going to be a category 10, bitch. So, play nice. Be nice. He, like, it's just not that thing. So on top of that, my dad died. But I was telling Blackberry before we got on the air, just like, it's been easier for me to put that irritation and anger and fury about that girl, like, interfering in me and one of my guy friends' relationship. That sounds so crazy. One of my guy friends' relationship. It's been easier for me to put that into, like, words and feelings versus my dad. So it's been like a healthy I don't know if you want to call it healthy. It's been a good distraction versus focusing on my dad's hoopla. But how has your week been?
Full disclosure, everybody, I told him we didn't have to record this week, but he insisted.
So I insisted for the simple reason. My dad, on one of our last conversations, my dad was just raving about the podcast. He loves the fact we're doing this. He loves the fact that it's just something, like, different and something new. And so I just felt like my dad wouldn't want me to stop recording me because of him not being here anymore. I feel like my dad would want me to, like, actually continue striving for my dreams. And, like, y'all watched last... If y'all made it to the end of last week's episode... I know, I'm sorry. It was kind of long. If y'all made it to the end of last week's episode, I legit was just telling a story about my dad. I legit just said all this stuff about my dad. I legit just gave my dad his flowers on the podcast. And then he died not even 2 days later. It's crazy how that shit works, though. It just kind of, like, I don't know. Shit falls into place, I guess, as it should. I don't even know the words to describe someone dying that is that important to you. So it's just kind of like, I know he was just really, really tired. I know, like, I didn't even mention this last week. I don't even remember if I did. But my dad's been suffering for diabetes for years. He's died twice. Got saved and revived both of those times. He's been found fainted like 3 times and like just had to get tests and all this other shit done. And then like now it's like he was finally getting his insulin together. Like they finally found one that actually like agrees with him and is good for him. And then he has a heart attack and dies on the way to work. And so my mom ended up finding him in the bed dead. And I can't imagine, like, that's the other part I can't really wrap my mind around. Like, and I don't know if y'all know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned on here, but my mom is actually my grandma. So that's his mom. Having your son find you dead is just, I mean, having your mom find her son dead is just kind of like, how do you begin to emotionally support that? Like, I know that's going to haunt her for forever. I know that's always going to be in her head for forever. Like, I know eventually she's going to find peace with him passing. But it's more so the fact of she's gone to his house and found him like that so many times before and was able to actually do something, call the cops. I mean, not call the cops, call the ambulance, get somebody there, get help. And now it's just kind of like this time she did, like, she went and she wasn't able to do it. So I can only imagine, like, her emotions and her feelings, and it's a lot. It's weird. Grief is weird. Like, I'd rather be crying over a boy than my dad any day. 1,000,000%.
Grief is just... It's hard to explain. It's like, you know, I liken it to like a snowflake. Nobody grieves the same.
Right.
Or like a fingerprint. Like, nobody has the same fingerprint. Everybody's process is different.
I love that.
Grief for me has been, you know, I try to take the intellectual route with grief because it's easier. Mm-hmm. You know, because if I really sit and grieve,
fucked up.
I won't be able to go to work.
Fucked up.
I won't be able to eat. Like, it just, it, like, nothing will get done. And that's something I'm always fighting with. I'm like, I allow myself to feel my emotions when I do, but I'm quick to get back to, okay, this is the circle of life. It's the right way life's supposed to go. Everybody rises, everybody falls.
Right.
But yeah. One thing that has helped me a lot, and I can't remember who said it, but actually, I think I heard this on the Friend Zone.
Okay.
And I forgot who the guest was. But she was saying, like, grief is like, I can't remember the words, but basically grief is just like, it's a part of love. Like, if you love somebody, you're supposed to grieve them when they go. And it's, and like, you should hold grief as like, as a way to still, like, love the person in the present, because it's like, you know,
yeah,
I'm thinking about you and it's making me feel this way, and I'm honored to have that because I was honored to have you in real life.
I love that.
That kind of helps.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, because even like my mom, like, she grieved, like, my grandmother died, her mama died a month before I was born, right? Mm-hmm. I'm talking about up until the, probably until the day she died, like, my mom would just like bust out in tears about her mama. And I'm 30. I was like 25 when my mama died.
Right.
When did she die?
What year did you move?
2020. So I was 25. Mm-hmm. Up until the end. Like, it just, like, it'll never end. So that's what I learned about grief. It's like not even something you should try to like
brush over or like fuck
it. Yeah, because it's just like you're gonna do it forever, and if you love somebody, you probably should do it forever.
And that's like the one of the last thing like my dad told me. Like, I gave y'all the rundown of just of everything that he talked about last week's episode, but I was crying. I called my dad. Okay, I'll tell y'all the full story. I went out right, and I got really, really fucked up. I got so fucked up, and a guy that I was hanging out with, like, somehow we got into an argument. Like, it was a really bad argument on paper. In actuality, it brought us closer for whatever reason. But I got an argument, so I came home, and I'm like disheveled. It's 5 a.m. I'm drunk as fuck. I call my mom, like, I can't anymore. I hate this world. I texted BlackBerry, like, I'm moving to Texas. This is it. Like, I was like over everything. I was like 13th reason why, I got 15 now. Let's go. And so I just like, I call, she, and so instead of her trying, she literally was just like, Ken, breathe. It's fine. It's okay. We'll figure it out. And then I was like, okay, I'm about to lay down. Cause I'm drunk. I'm like, girl, okay, whatever. Bye. Y'all there, get off phone. And so I get a text message from my dad the next morning. And he's just like, K, call me. And I'm like, oh God. She got like the chief involved. I'm like, oh my God. And knowing her, I know what I told her. I was just like, I hate the niggas out here. They're so terrible to me. They're so mean. And so my dad texted me and was like, call me. And so I woke up and my heart's beating. Cause my dad, when my dad says call him, it's kind of like, oh God, what did I do? He's either about to give me some money or I did something bad. He's about to try to check me for real quick. And so I called him and I'm like, I didn't really ask for no money. And I know I called my mom the day before. So I know what this one's about to be about. And it's just kind of awkward. It was always like, it was, my dad didn't make it awkward for me to talk to him about guys ever. He was just kind of like, what's going on all the time. Like he did, like, he was just a dad, like a dad. Like I'll beat them up and I'll kill them and I'll bury them in the ocean if I got to. Like, he's that type of dad. And so I called him and he's like giving me guy advice. Like, he's giving me advice on guys and telling me, like, just so you know, if you want to cry about this, it's totally okay to cry. And I'm just like, okay. And I just start bawling. It's just like, and not that I needed his permission to cry, it was more so that he made it a safe space for me to always be presented as myself and however I felt, and to revel in my emotions. And my dad is just like, my dad is a Sagittarius. My birth mom is also a Sag, and I'm somehow a Sag moon. And so all of our emotions and how we connect and shit like that is just so, it varies. Like, my mom is just like, my birth mom is just a ball of fire. And my dad is like that cool guy that you just don't want to piss off. Like, the one that, like, you know, the quiet guy who's just really, really funny. But then when they get mad, you're kind of like, nigga, you kind of crazy. And that's my dad. And that's my dad's personality. And so he's giving me advice on guys. He gave me advice on how to handle this guy. He's giving me advice on, like, just everything. Because me and my dad is so funny how all the similarities go. That's too much family business. But he went through a little situation and he had to restart. I went through a situation that I've shared on here in the same way, where I had to restart after a long relationship. We both were left with absolutely nothing. Just our, like, literally our houses. That's all we were left with, really. And we connected on that, oddly. That was our thing. Like, that was our thing. Like, nigga, we both got left at the altar damn near. It's okay. He got married, though. But we both got left alone. We both are going to bounce back. We both have each other. And that was just the message that my dad has always pushed, that he's always got me. Whether I thought he had me or not, he's always had me, you know? And so now it's kind of weird not having that person where, if somebody's giving me a hard time, or if I, like, if I want to scare the fuck out of somebody, I know just to mention my dad's name and what he represents and all that shit, like his affiliation and all that shit. So I know what to say. I know how to move it. I know, like, I'm not like, so that's why I'm always just like, whatever. And so now it's like, I have to relearn at my young, supple age, how to fucking, huh? You can't do that. I'm grieving, remember? You have to support me. Support me. We're supposed to be a sisterhood, okay? And so, like, it's weird, like, now not having that protector physically here. And so it's like, it's just like, now I'm just kind of like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like, I can't even think about that kind of shit. It's just weird. It's kind of like, who's going to protect me now, you know? And it's just, like, weird. If you, like, I don't know how to put it other than, like, your dad is just, like, your number one protector. Like, when he's there, he's there. Like, your dad is your protector. And it's just kind of, like, now I have to learn how to really just protect myself. And he gave me so much wisdom. But it's just kind of, like, who's going to protect me? I have to protect myself now. And I'm already, like, this really, like, I don't know. It's just different.
You can protect yourself.
I know I can. He gave me enough stuff to protect myself. But it just kind of like, I don't know.
And now, in a way, he'll always be with you. So if there's any situation where you feel like you need to protect yourself, you already got it on. You got that thing on.
I got that thing. And it's so funny you say that, because I was literally, I had like, you know how Izza, if you ever watch Insecure, Izza be in the mirror and she be talking to herself and it be a good conversation. I want the people.
Wait. Why do you keep calling her Izza? Her name is Issa.
Issa? Issa?
Issa Rae, girl.
I thought it was Issa Rae.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
No, it's Issa Rae.
Issa.
The very famous Issa Rae.
I don't know. Oh my God. Thank God I didn't meet her yet. Thank God. I would have called her name wrong. Jesus. Issa?
It's
Issa.
They would have ate you up on Twitter.
Faggot.
Somebody did that to her not too long ago.
Were they black?
They was white.
Okay.
And they got on her ass. Oh. Actually, no, I think the... Well, I don't know. I don't remember.
I thought I might have a chance. White,
but they, I think the lady called her Issa. And the audience was like, Issa. And they dragged that lady on the internet.
I'm sorry, Issa. That is not like, I don't know. It's just not, I don't know. You know, you're supposed to say, change your name so it's easier for me to say. I just.
But when you using it like on Twitter, you say Issa.
Yeah.
When you spelling it like that, ISSA.
Yeah.
So it
kinda works like, and I feel like that's the first time I've ever said her name out loud. Like, I don't say that girl's name. But like, I respect her. And so, but, you know, she'd be in the mirror, she'd be talking to herself, she'd be rapping herself through shit. And that's what I had to do the other day. I was like, look, bitch, tighten this shit up. And, like, it's just, like, I have to have those moments with myself where I have to relock in. Because I lose focus. Sometimes I can be a ditzy bitch. And sometimes, let me make this clear. I ain't giving none of y'all permission to ever call me no ditzy bitch. Because that would be your funeral next, bitch. I'm saying I can call myself a ditzy bitch, okay? And so,
and I can call him ditzy.
Yeah, he can call me ditzy. Because sometimes he be understanding. My brain be malfunctioning. And so, but it just like, I don't know. I just had to lock in real quick. And so, now we're here. Now we're talking on the podcast about my dad dying.
Well, I love you. Thank you for sharing. There are people out there.
I know, yeah.
Going through grief all the time, so...
That's the point of this platform, though.
I was just about to say, like, I know we talk about sex and, like, men and all the time, but this is...
real life.
I mean, you don't just go to your friends to talk about sex. You go to your friends to talk about real shit. So y'all can also hit us up if you got, like, you know...
real shit. Something
you want to just get off your chest, yeah. You know, we can talk about it.
I like that. Boy, explain yourself.
I don't really like talking about my real shit too much, but you know.
No, I get it. And I feel like that was another thing I was debating about all week, because you asked me like, well, you didn't ask me, you told me, we don't have to record. And I was just kind of like, I want to record. And so it was like, I was going back and forth on that all week, like, I don't want it to be perceived like I'm just like...
Not caring. Or like, a no. little too happy for the moment.
Yeah, and I'm really not. I'm really stressed the fuck out. But I feel like my disposition on life doesn't change. Because one aspect of my life has changed, you know? I just feel like it's so easy to get pulled into darkness when you're going through a dark time. And like, the devil waits for you to be in these moments to really just fuck with your brain and fuck with who you are and who you think you are and what you think you're about. And I'm just like, I refuse to let the devil, darkness, or anything else consume me during this period of relearning myself. And so it's like, it's a lot easier just to laugh sometimes. Like, me and my mom, even, we were just like we were just, me and her, we were just being us. And it just like, it felt good for that 5 seconds before we had to finish talking about funeral shit. And then it was like, okay, well, back to darkness, my old friend. And so it just kind of like I'm going through it in real time. This is a real time experience. This is like me, like, it's still fresh. So sometimes, like, if we talk about this in the future, I may cry. Like, I'm just so, like, I have, like, literally, like, I am out of tears. I've been crying for about like 4 or 5 days now. I have no more tears left to cry, I hope. And so it's just like, now I'm just in a mood where I'm just like, I'm ready to get the funeral over with. I'm ready to get the wake over with. I'm ready to get the burial over with. I'm ready to get all this stuff over with so I can really not even just like restart, but actually just like start healing, you know? Like, and that's, I'm not ready to get over my dad's death. I'm ready to get over the I guess more so the hurt of him not being here, you know?
Well, you might as well get over that thought, because you're never going to get over that.
Oh, God. I know. It's so random. I was talking to my smoke shop guy, and he was like, we always talk. Like, I talk. This is what I'm saying. I talk to everyone. I show everyone the same kindness. No matter if you show me kindness or not. I hugged a girl this week that cursed me out over her boyfriend because she was sad after calling me a faggot and everything else. I still hugged that girl because I understood her being sad. I know, a ditzy bitch. But I'm just also like,
I feel about that because I'm ready to punch that bitch in her mouth.
And she almost got punched in her mouth 2 seconds before that hug. And it's just kind of, it's just like I just, yeah, whatever. I hate all this shit.
What Iyanla say, is that something you want? Well, let me tell you, you'll never get it. I guess if we could round this out. Grief is not always a sad thing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you can think about the person that you lost and like find a really happy moment and it'll bring a smile to your face. And then sometimes it bring happy tears. Like, it don't even be like sad tears sometimes. Yeah, exactly. Well, I can just say for me. Sometimes like I think about something good and it'll bring happy tears to my eyes. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, you was talking about making jokes earlier. Sometimes shit just be funny. Like sometimes, like at least for me, because I like really, I'm a dark humor type.
We're dark humor gays.
Yeah, so it's just like, and I've done it on this podcast. I've done it with you, and I know people be, and I've done it with my other friends, and they be kind of like, they don't really know how to respond to it. I'm like, no, bitch, I'm making a joke right now because
it's cool, shorty.
It's kind of funny, but also like, if I'm not laughing, I'm gonna be sad.
Yeah,
I can't function sad. I can function happy now.
Yeah,
so I'm gonna crack my jokes. Me and my sisters was doing that. Like it almost feels inappropriate.
Yeah,
especially like in the beginning, like making jokes even the day of.
Yes,
was kind of weird, but it's like, I guess it kind of works. You need some sort of, well, I need some sort of levity in those type of situations. So. No, yeah, definitely make jokes. Like, even with my sisters, like, I remember that following week, like, I was pretty much in Chicago that whole week. And just saying little stuff, like, don't talk to me right now. My mom just died. I don't feel like talking about it. Like, and being funny about it is like, you know.
Right.
It helps.
And that's why I'm just like, oh, I'm like, I keep, and I know this is so bad. I keep being like, you're going to do this while I'm grieving? Are you serious? Like, are you serious?
No, totally use that. Use it.
Are you serious when you do this? Like, because it's like, that's my humor. I'm very, like, dark humor, tongue-in-cheeky. Like, I just, like, my dad is a goofy goober. He is the goofiest nigga you'll ever fucking meet. Even though all my fucking, like, funny memories of him I'm laughing at now are of him yelling at me about something. But that's just who my dad was. He was just very intense. And so it was just kind of like, it's the dimensions of my dad I see all up in me. And so it just kind of like my dad, like if me and my dad went to a funeral, me and him would be cracking jokes, like laughing at people. And so now it's kind of like, who do I crack jokes with at the funeral? I don't know. My mom's gonna be sitting there, but she's like, she doesn't joke how I joke.
Look, I again definitely crack jokes at my mom's funeral. Was talking about people and everything. So it's just like, it is what it is. Like, yeah. I feel like if everybody, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's going to be a part of your grieving process. That I'm a master of grief, because every day I'm learning some new techniques or, you know, but.
We can round it out like this. I'm going to light this wood again to my dad. This is to you, Wendell Lush.
I'm going to light my blunt to your daddy, too. Oh, my favorite lighter is out of ink, I guess. I'm going to light this blunt to your daddy.
For you, Dad. Oh. That we were talking about, too. We were like, when you come out here, we about to get high as fuck. Daddy, I'm still getting high on your dime, baby. Thank you for this this bag, Daddy.
I love you, and I want you to not be hard on yourself.
I won't be. You know me.
Every day is a new day.
It is. We have 24 hours to be better than the 24 hours before.
And guess what? If you don't feel like being better than you was yesterday, bitch, you don't have to be. Okay? If you want to be sad in the bed, you know, if you want to be, you know, down and out, you can do it. Because who going to beat your ass? Nobody. Not that bitch from your job. So you might as well.
That part. Like, I just. Okay. Like, I've been having depressed pussy lately. This pussy been roaring. It's been vicious. It's been praying at niggas that I know a week ago I was ignoring. And now, like, they messaging me. I'm just like, hey! Like, I'm just like, ew. Like, you're not. Like, it's just so many niggas that I'm just like, do you know the fucking how I will fuck your world up right now? And I'm just like, oh my God. I get you, Megan. I get you, Queen. I understand you, Megan. Like, I get it.
Well, we won't go there, but.
I think we should all just bring peace to the conversation. I feel like we should all be on the same accord as we, for what we lit the blunt for, you know?
You know, I was trolling the Megan Barbs.
Oh, God.
On the Shade Room. What do Megan call hotties? she did like.
Did you call them bitches the Megan Barbs?
Yeah. Okay. Because, okay. You know, everything stems from Nicki. So, what I'd be having, like, what's your barb, you know?
Okay.
Like, Cardi's barbs. I get that. Lotto's barbs. And you know what the Beyonce's thing about that barbs. Is? Right. You know what the thing about that is? All of these female rappers are barbs.
Yeah. I thought that was so cool.
Y'all was all barbs before y'all started getting in the studio. So, I'm trying to hide this blunt and it's not hitting. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, and by proxy of that, all of your fans were barbs until y'all came around and then they turned on Nicki. So.
Maybe they just found something that they liked a little more.
I like to say, Megan did like a magazine or something where she was talking about, like, you know, her mental health and stuff like that. And I just felt like trolling them. And all I commented was sympathy and payola. And they dragged me.
Good. I hope you lost 3 dreads from this process. I hope they dragged you, girl. I hope they got you good. I hope they whack her. Whack her again for me, bitch. Like, I don't know. I like Megan. I thought it was really cool that Lotto gave.
I love Megan, but I also like Mess.
Yeah.
And I just knew I was going to get attacked for that. And I was feeling, I was in a mood. I was actually pissed off when I. Wow. You know, that's how I be, though. That's how trolls
that's,
be.
That's y'all issue. That is y'all
that's
issue.
That's how trolls be. They going through their own shit, so they taking it out on Megan Thee Stallion in the Shade Room comments.
And it doesn't help that most of the new barbs, a.k.a. the Kingdom, are like 13 years old. They have so much.
They're crazy.
They have so much angst. They just got put on punishment. They have now figured out a way to use their Roblox. I don't even know that if you can do this, but they're using their Roblox to send tweets and attack people because they're fucking pissed off. Like you trolls just need therapy.
It's really crazy. Nicki has a whole new generation of fans who are like as crazy as we were when we were their age. But now I look at it. Now, like, you guys are mental. Like, they troll so differently. It's like, it's like not.
It's like mean. It's almost like mean spirited, almost, though.
Yeah, the barbs got a bad rep in general. And because one thing about it, we gonna go to war about it.
We know.
But the new, the young, like, the Gen Z barbs, they got new tactics.
They scare me.
They leaking phone numbers, addresses.
They come to your house.
They calling your job.
They come to your house.
Like, we was not doing that, but everybody gets lumped in. But no, the original barbs are crazy, but we are not hacking your bank accounts, okay? That's not us.
The original barbs are a lot more like gutter. Like, they're real gutter about it. Like, it's real dirty, real grimy, real nasty, real, like, grungy, like she's still out on the street somewhere rapping on the corner. Like, oh, I didn't see the glasses come on. Like, they're just different. But these new barbs are kind of scary and kind of just like, you remember, like, the new barbs would not have thrown a trash can at Zenobia, Brooklyn. They would not have done that. They would have hacked her account. Or shut down her Twitter or suspend her.
Wait, who did they throw a trash can at? This sounds.
They got me. Somebody? They got me. Queen. Brooklyn. I can't think of her name right now. Her.
She said that. I don't know if the bars really did that, but she said that.
I think they did. And that's what I'm saying. like, I wouldn't believe the new age bars would do that. The old age bars.
The new
y'all
bars loved her.
I don't know. I think
well, everybody loved her. Even everyone. She used to talk shit about Nicki because yes, she eventually came around.
Yeah.
And was a barb. So
her last breath was spent being a barb. How terrible.
By the way, I think her death is a miscarriage of justice. Somebody needs to be held responsible for that. Because that, just from the people that I've spoken to who are closer to her.
Inside scoop. Inside scoop.
That girl was not suicidal.
I thought that was so weird. I think either the boyfriend or the husband or the
allegedly, I don't know, it's all speculation,
but that's what I think. I just thought it was so weird. I'm like, when did she get suicidal all of a sudden? Like, I remember she disappeared for a little bit, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, she did. I'm like, something's fishy in the New York air over there.
They need to get into that. But to answer the question, how was my week?
90 minutes later.
30 minutes ago.
Right?
I've been watching Sex and the City. That's how my week has been. This show is very progressive. Mm-hmm. Like, for the time that it came, I think, was it like 01?
98.
Whenever the show came out, right? For the time, it was very progressive. Like, if a show like that came out today, it would not be shocking. It would be a good show, but it wouldn't be shocking material.
At all.
That was very, like, I'm watching it, like, they was doing this. They talking about sucking dick. They talking about threesomes. They showing full titties.
Yes. You know, oh, my God. Like
it's like
98. It started in 98.
Before Insecure. It started in 98. Okay.
Yeah.
I only liken it to Insecure because I really enjoy Insecure. But now that I'm watching Sex and the City, I'm like, this is like, you. Insecure clearly has like
a grandmother.
Right, you know what I'm saying? It's no shade.
A white,
because I think
it's like a white grandparent with four black kids.
It's like, oh, is my stove still on?
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm like, what? Because I just heard some. Clicking. But I say that to say, like, you can tell it's under the same, like, I don't know if tutelage is the right word I'm looking for, but it's like, you know, if The View comes out, of course there has to be a show called The Talk, The Real, etc.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If there's a Sex and the City, of course there has to be an Insecure.
Have you ever watched the show Girls?
Is that the one where they be murdering people?
No, that's with Lena Dunham, and it was on HBO. That, okay, so it goes Sex and the City, Girls, Insecure. In order of favorites, it goes for me, I love Girls, then I love Insecure, then I love Sex and the City. Because they're all under the same room. Friends figuring it out, dating. Like if I watch Girls right now, I'm probably jumping off my balcony. I'm over with. Like, I can't watch that show because it's so emotional to me. Because, like Sex and the City, I feel like the connection comes in where it's just kind of like, we're in that time frame of, like, they were, like, older 30s, like, touching 40s. But it's still kind of like, well, I guess maybe they were, like, late 20s, actually.
I think Samantha was in her 40s.
Okay, Samantha was the older one because she was going through menopause and everything. Yeah. But, so I guess that would be, oh, no, whatever. It depends. Everybody's body different. But, it was kind of like that same realm of just like, we're going through these same processes. We're creating, we're living, we're dating, we're having jobs, we're having job failures, we're having job raises and declines and all that shit. And so it's easy to actually connect with that, especially because, like, almost like they're like the mother of shows like that. Like, I can't imagine, like, women actually talking about that kind of stuff back in that time so freely and so openly. Like, you have Samantha who's fucking around and just, like, loves
sex.
She's
an icon. Yeah, she's an icon.
Samantha takes it. You have Carrie figuring out her job. Miranda. Me and Miranda. And then you have, what's the last one's name? I can't remember the last one's name.
Charlotte.
Sweet Charlotte.
So, speaking of Miranda, I think I most identify with Miranda.
Okay. Why?
In the sense that there is a little piece of desire for a relationship.
Okay.
But Something of, like, Miranda, like, kind of has commitment issues.
This is Miranda, for y'all who don't know.
She's the redhead.
The redhead.
Although she looks like Scarlett Johansson in those pictures right there. But
oh, look at this old picture of her. It's so interesting.
I didn't show. Oh, yeah, I just hit my stomach growl. Lord Jesus. Oh,
is that what that was?
Oh, you heard.
Oh, my God. Bitch, didn't you just eat a box of honey buns? That is a good...
I still got one left.
That's a good one. You hit gold with that one. That one's relatable.
Okay. I did take some notes. But Miranda is... I've been taking notes on the whole show.
Really?
Miranda is...
Come on, journal.
Yeah. Miranda is like...
Focus.
She's like... She yes, but she's like something about her just can't get it right, okay? I relate to Samantha on the level of, you know, I can very much detach my emotions from sex. So of course I can have sex with, you know, well, in Samantha's case, 7 niggas a day.
Larsa Pippincat. That old bitch was Larsa Pippincat. The original Larsa Pippincat.
Oh, literally. Samantha Pippincat.
Okay, so Jones.
So I relate to her on that level, but she kind of just like has like zero emotion, and I think that's, you know, that's that part is not me. But I can tell, I don't know if there's any character. One of my friends said there's not much character development on set of Samantha's end. So I'm just like, okay. No. What was I about to say? I feel like just from watching her, or if like I had to therapize that type of person, there's a piece of her that wants to be in a relationship. And I got to the point, spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. I guess we should have said that earlier, but spoiler alert. I got to the point where she thought she was in love with this man. Now, mm-hmm. I fell asleep after that, but I got to see what's coming on next. But
it's juicy. You gotta really get into Samantha. Samantha gets into it. Like, and it's so interesting. Watch her. And, like, I know the person said she doesn't have a lot of character development. You have to watch how she, like...
Like, if I had to read between the lines, I can see that... There's more under there than just, oh, I want to fuck. It's like she uses sex to validate herself.
Power. It's a power thing for her. It's a power thing. Who do you think I most like?
I almost want to say Charlotte.
Oh.
And I say Charlotte because Charlotte is... What did I say about Charlotte? Well, I don't know. Maybe... I don't know. I have to watch the show more.
Just give me Carrie. Charlotte, just go ahead and give me Carrie. Hopeless romantic, ready to settle down, diving into their fucking career. Like, just a lovelorn simp, just trying to figure it out, highly emotional, like, but still, like, trying to provide this strong fake A when she's a soft ass bitch.
Overthinking.
Overthinking every fucking thing. Yeah.
Every fucking thing. I'm watching this shit like, girl, calm the fuck down.
And what do you always tell me? Calm the fuck... Yeah. Okay,
you're definitely Carrie. The only reason why I was saying Charlotte is because Charlotte is also like... She believes in like traditional relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Charlotte is also... She's
vanilla.
Very tight.
Vanilla.
Yes. But Carrie, to your point, Carrie does... Carrie, first of all, this bitch ain't never got her hair done. Why can a white bitch get on TV with frizzy hair and that's cute?
Her hair, like, I'm not even gonna hold you. Not, I wasn't born at this time, but from what I hear, her hair was just an iconic thing. Like, it was just like, it wasn't seen at that time. Like, it was just kind of like, the only person
she literally rolls out of bed and puts on a naked dress and it's the
fashion. Like, the fashion, the confidence. It just like, and her little skip. Oh my God. It's certain things like that. I'm not even going to hold you. I've taken little pieces of certain things and I've incorporated into like me when I'm feeling really, really fucking good. Like, I'm a skip walker. Like, if I'm feeling good, I'm like, like, it's like all day in my head, I was walking around, I had a bomb outfit on. I was like, in my head, I'm listening to Slut Me Too by NLE Choppa. Like, that's all I'm hearing in my head as I'm walking today. And I'm just like, oh, I'm doing my little Carrie stuff. It's just, she's iconic.
that chick is so crazy, you're liable to see her skipping. Who skips?
I'd love skipping.
Who skips? Who skips? Shout out to Lil' Kim. That is the funniest shit ever when she was talking about K. Michelle. So I just have notes here. Charlotte doesn't like giving head. I relate to that. She don't like sucking dick.
I forgot about that.
And she told the guy, she was like, I just don't like it. And he was like,
I can't wait.
Can you do it for me? And she was like, no. And he was like, well, if we're together, I want to be with you, but if we together, I'm going to get my dick sucked. Yeah, so she don't like sucking dick. I actually think I'm kind of like Skipper, who is Miranda's boyfriend that she be playing around with, which is also why I think I'm like Miranda, because I've done a guy like that. Like, just, I have you around.
A toy. Like you, but like, a boy toy.
I can't commit to you right now, you know.
You're here.
Skipper is in love with somebody who doesn't give a real fuck about him. That's real. I feel like I'm Skipper on that part. I got little pieces of everybody.
Your sex and Carrie the city.
Carrie is always trying to rebound, but she always come back to Mr. Big. Okay.
I want to Mr. Big. Do you know how amazing that would be, just to have like a guy like, no matter what, is like, I got you, baby. Yeah. Like, I got, like even, like, even when he's dating models and doing his, like, hoe-ass shit, it's just kind of, like, you automatically know, like, he's just there. I love that. That is so awesome.
So, yeah, I've been watching Sex and the City. It's very relevant. A lot of the themes are, like, universal. They're still happening now. Some of the stuff is a little crazy. Like, I feel like Carrie don't like black people.
Okay. That was the thing.
Cause she said something about, like, you know, ghetto. It's like a rent control department in a nice area. It's like, gives prices. And there's no black people in New York at this time, apparently. So
that's why they were so big, like, when the reboot happened, of like implementing like POC in there. They're like, we're gonna have a gay Latina and a feisty gay white man. And it's just like they had a lot. And you pointed out, too, that I never really, like, paid attention to. Cause I have to really go back and rewatch the show. There's a lot of gay, like, gay influence in the show. Like, a lot of gay characters. Like, a focal point, but, like, they were present. Like, in being seen.
Yeah, that is, again, very progressive. It's a lot of stuff they was talking about. I was just like, wow, this is, like, ahead of its time. But I think for people in that time who, like, watched the show in real time, like, adults in their 20s who were watching this show probably was losing their mind, because they was like, yes,
I get it.
Yes. That's how I felt about Insecure. I was like, this show is so
now
appropriate for the time that it's in.
Insecurely having sex in the city. Story of my life.
Yeah, but it is, I think that's the name of the episode. Insecurely... kind of long.
That's long.
We'll figure it out.
Sex in the Insecure City. I don't know.
But I was just gonna say, like, I'm inspired.
Yeah.
To continue dating, even though I said I want to stop. Ooh. I do want to stop. But I'm like, you know, they got a full show out of this, so why not make it a movie? You know.
I love it. Have you seen the movie?
No, I'm gonna wait till I finish the show, then I'm gonna watch the movie. I heard like mixed reviews on movies.
I've watched the movies more, and I feel like I've watched the series. I love those movies. I like stuff like that, though.
How many is it? Three?
It's three.
And I'm here. It's always the third one that don't do well. Like, they didn't like Cheetah Girls 3.
Two was really good. One is like legendary, but two is really, really, really strong too. Three, I don't even really remember three.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking about this too, because I was like, you know, like when you get sad, you're kind of like, I kind of want to lay under a boy. It's kind of like, I really don't want to bring a boy in. Not you. But I really don't want to bring a man into this fucking like tornado of
shitstorm.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I know I'm gonna be waiting. Like, it's just, I don't know how that looks for me for once. Like, for once, I'm just kind of like, well, what do I want? Do I want? I don't know. Like, I haven't felt like that ever in my life. I'm always just kind of like, I know exactly what I want, and I know what I need is. And I'm just like, now I'm just kind of like, I just don't, like, I'm just not focused on it.
I implore you to not,
I'm not
focused. To not overthink it. Just go day by day, minute by minute with your emotions. Like, because if you find yourself liking somebody, don't let, like, the grief keep you from enjoying the rest of your life.
That's true.
Like, they can exist at the same time. You don't have to do one thing at a time and then the next.
I'm waiting for a text to come through.
Spooky.
Real spooky season. You know how that goes.
Yeah, don't put your, like, process in a box. Like, it's just, wow. You're gonna have to do, you got, it's gonna do what it's gonna do.
Child. That's the way life works, I guess. It does what it does.
Well, we hate to leave y'all on a sad note, but we ain't really got nothing to talk about this episode.
No.
This was unplanned for sure, but
there won't be an episode next week.
Okay.
And then we'll be back the following week. Simple. That was an announcement.
Well, at least y'all got a warning this time, because y'all know back in the day we used to just disappear. Okay.
You wouldn't see us. You just gotta wait. We pop in like a bad STD result.
Disappear. Sidebar: one of Beyonce's best songs. I don't care what y'all say.
Oh.
That whole, before we go, y'all disappear. Slept on the Beyonce side of Sasha Fierce, okay? Because all those, but you know, I'm a ballad girl. I like, you know, dramatic songs. I like emotional. Actually, I think I'm gonna listen to the first half of the album and get a good cry in tonight. I am
playing. And then watch Sex in the City.
Oh, you know what? I actually think I'm gonna watch Sex in the City.
Oh, you see how they do Beyonce, girl.
I don't feel like crying.
See, yeah, well,
I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna finish watching Sex in the City. I'm on like season two now.
I think I saw you were watching and I said I was gonna start watching it. And I think I will, just to see how I connect to it now, because I was like, not even.
Oh, bitch, you're gonna, once you start rewatching it, because this is my first time, you're gonna scream.
I know.
You're gonna scream.
I already know, and I'm just kind of like,
it's so poignant. I'm like, who? Like, I think. It's not, like, just from watching, it's not a very intellectual show.
No, not at all.
So I'm sure, like, back in the day, they got a lot of flack. I can just tell this was one of those things where they were getting
the feminists were just like, no. How dare you?
I can tell.
Yeah, one man.
But,
that's what I heard. I wasn't born yet.
So, actually, I think I'm going to cry and then I'm going to watch.
That's what I told you. That's what I said.
Oh, you said that? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I might do that.
And then if you smoke while you, in the midst of you crying, you get it all out. Then you can watch Sex in the City and laugh. And it'd be like, girl, you so silly.
One of my favorite songs is by Beyonce, is Satellites. Like, y'all just sleep on that whole album.
I skipped over. I don't even know nothing. I can't even tell you what a satellite looked like. I don't know.
And you know, we're going to go for real. Back in the day, I don't know, maybe it was just the us thing, but like when albums would come out from artists that everybody collectively liked, mm-hmm. we would sit and listen to the whole album. And I remember us listening to that album and nobody being excited about the first side. And I remember sitting there like, because I went out the closet when this album came out. I remember sitting there like, I kind of love this.
You like, your gay bones are just glittering. They're shimmering. They can't handle it. Like, they're about to explode.
I'm loving it so much right now.
I didn't even like it. I don't remember it. Like, I don't even remember what's on that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not about to get dragged. I'm not setting myself up to get dragged, but uh-uh. I think
y'all can't drag him this week. He grieving.
I'm grieving. Got to be nice to me. Remember, I can say whatever I want. I have a little pass for a couple of weeks. Just letting you know.
Make sure y'all follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod, YouTube, Boys Next Door Pod, all that good shit. And we will see y'all in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.